As I mentioned, the teacher wage gap is wider than ever. That's the conclusion of a new report from the Economic Policy Institute. That's a pro-labor think tank in Washington, D.C. That report found public school teachers earned 17% less than other college graduates. It was only 2% back in 1994. That gap is especially severe here in Georgia, which has the eighth widest pay gap in the nation. And those findings come just as Governor Deal is reportedly preparing legislation for an education overhaul, including merit-based pay for teachers. Here to talk more about the report is Lawrence Michel. He's president of the Economic Policy Institute. Good morning, Larry.
Well, thanks for having me on.
As I mentioned, the Economic Policy Institute for which you serve is a pro-labor think tank. This was funded by the unions. What was your methodology for getting these results?
Well, we've been doing these analyses since 2004, and we look at wage data for all the different workers, and we compare...
From the Department of Labor, right?
Well, the current population survey, which is the survey that provides us the unemployment numbers that you hear about every month. So this is the standard, data that is used, that are used by economists to study wage trends. And we basically compare public school teachers to, in a regression analysis, with other workers who have similar experience and education. And we track that over time. And we do find that teachers earn 17.5% less in 2015 than comparable workers.
Meaning that if a teacher has a bachelor's degree and maybe 6 years experience on the job, they're going to make 17 to 18% less than someone else who's, say, working at a bank who also has a bachelor's degree and 6 years on the job, right?
Yeah, that's basically what it implies.
And because you've been doing this for a while, Lawrence, you can look at the trend and see that this trend has been actually moving downward for a while.
Yeah, basically, teachers were on par on wages in the mid-1990s, and over the last two decades, they've really lost a lot of ground. And it's really quite remarkable if you look at the long history. Back in 1960, teachers would earn more money than comparable workers. A female teacher would have earned about 15% more than other women with similar education. In 1960, and now it's about 14% less for women.
Yeah, it's flipped almost completely. Teaching used to be a place where female teachers could actually get good pay, and now it's gone entirely the other way.
Absolutely.
So you also, there's data that lets us adjust weekly wages, and when you adjust those for inflation, also since the 1990s, teachers' wages have fallen $30 to about just a little over $1,000 in 2015. And I want to say this again: that means that their weekly pay, when you adjust for inflation, has actually fallen since the mid 1990s. Now, you guys are just looking at these trends, Lawrence, but do you have any idea why?
Well, I think that two things went on over the last 20 years. One is that there was a boom in wages in the late 1990s as unemployment stayed low, and teachers didn't benefit as much as workers in the other white-collar workers did in the private sector. And then in this recovery, state and local governments have really cut back on their spending for a variety of reasons, and teacher wages have really been held back. And I think there's also another trend, which is that teachers have been trying to hold on to their relatively good benefits, and as a result, they've been willing to take lower wage increases in order to maintain their benefits.
We're going to talk about benefits in just a moment, but let's hear from some teachers. We have this comment from a Georgia teacher named Roxanne, who teaches science in Cobb County.
Here I am, making only so much money and only able to do so much. I had been driving a 19-year-old car. I just turned it in to get me a newer car, one of the cheapest cars on the market, just because I can't afford, with my paycheck being a single mom, because I've got one kid now in college. It is very hard, very hard.
And here's another teacher. This is Soraya McCall, and she teaches in the Savannah-Chatham School District.
I'm working every day for 10, 11 hours a day. I'm putting my own money into my classroom because I'm not funded enough. And it's really a problem with sustainability, because if I didn't have my live-in partner, I wouldn't be able to survive on my own. And as a young teacher, when I'm making this amount of money, it makes me question if this is something that I can handle living off of this small wage long term.
We definitely want to hear from those of you out there listening. Should teachers be paid commensurate with other people with their education and experience? Are teachers being paid enough? Too much? Maybe. You can tweet us at OST Talk or go on Facebook. My guest is Lawrence Michel, president of the Economic Policy Institute, that's been doing the research into the teacher pay gap. And Lawrence, there's a lot in what those teachers just said, but let's tackle a couple of them. The first I wanted to talk about is the amount of money that teachers actually spend on supplies for their classroom, which it appears has also been a trend where that has been increasing over the years. Does that do we count those? Do as an economist like you, do we count that against their pay?
No, I don't have accurate data on that. And teachers do that, and that reflects their commitment to their students. But I don't deduct that from their pay when I make my comparison.
So the pay gap could possibly be worse, considering that
most
people... Yeah,
you consider what the teachers are doing for their students.
The other part in there, and this relates to the teacher shortage that we've been experiencing, was the first teacher who said she just doesn't know if it's sustainable. The teacher pay for her is so low that she's not sure she can continue doing that. And how much of a concern is this, especially for educators and administrators, when they're trying to recruit new teachers?
Well, it should be a concern in two ways. One is that one of the problems we have is that there's been a growth of teacher attrition. That is, once people are in the teaching profession, they are likely to leave at a higher rate than they used to. And this is bleeding a good talent from the teaching profession. Put that on top of the demonization we've done with teachers over the last 10 years, attributing somehow that whatever results you don't like in public schools are because teachers just aren't doing their job or are dumb, et cetera, making it really tough for teachers. And also deprofessionalizing. I mean, everybody wants to. There's been a trend to, teach to the test, to limit the authority and creativity of teachers. All these things make teaching a less attractive profession. And it's also true that we've seen fewer college students be attracted to teaching over time. And some of that, I think, does reflect a sense that they may not be able to, achieve a decent middle-class income the way they used to in teaching.
Yeah, a recent study found only 5% of students headed to college were interested in the field of education. Let's hear another comment from Soraya McCall of Savannah.
So many teachers in my school with 10 or 15 more years of experience than I have are working second jobs in addition to raising their own families. I don't know how they do it. They have more experience. They get paid a little bit more on the pay scale. So if they're getting paid more and they're still having to work second jobs, it makes me concerned about if I'm going to be able to have a family in the future, if I'm going to be able to sustain myself long term. It is a legitimate concern from a lot of people at a lot of different experience levels.
And I looked up the benefits, since you mentioned good teacher benefits, but even when you include those in, teacher compensation was still 11% less than colleagues with similar pay and experience. Are there some areas, cities or states, where teachers are actually being paid commensurately?
I think there are some states, mostly in the north, mostly where there are strong teachers' unions and collective bargaining, where there's more parity. We should also deal with one other issue that comes up in many people's minds, which is that teachers have the summers off, and that's supposed to be a great benefit. Our comparisons of wages and compensation are just for the time that teachers are working. So it's not like we are, teacher time off in the summer is, sort of a, you know, a benefit.
Yeah, it takes that into account.
But it's also true that, you know, when teachers are working second jobs in order to support their family, it's not so clear to me that having a summer without pay is always a complete benefit. There may be a lot. There's a lot of teachers that would like to have a full year salary. Around 20% do work in the summer.
Yeah.
But so the whole idea that summer's off is a great benefit, I think, is from an era when more people used to work part-time or part-year, especially women. That's no longer the case. So I'm not so sure summer's off is, for some teachers, that's a great thing. They maybe want to have time with their children, but for others, they'd rather be working.
As we mentioned, in Georgia, we're number 8 for the teacher pay gap. The teachers here make 69% of others with a similar amount of education experience. The largest pay gap is in Arizona of 63%, and the smallest pay disparity you found, Lawrence, was Wyoming. They're almost on par at 99% of what others are making. And so it's fair to say in 30 seconds that we have, Lawrence, that the trend has been for teachers' salaries to either go down or simply not rise with inflation, correct?
That's absolutely true. Actually, all college graduate wages have been relatively flat, and white-collar wages, and teachers have done worse than the average among college graduates and white-collar workers.
That is Lawrence Michel. He's president of the Economic Policy Institute. That's a pro-labor think tank in Washington, D.C. The Institute's latest report on the teacher pay gap is available at epi.org. Larry, thank you.
Thank you.
Couple comments from those of you listening. Adam Dean tweets, it's a shameful commentary on our priorities as a culture that we don't pay teachers as the professionals that they are. And Cynthia Turner says, teachers have the summer off. Most take 2 to 3 weeks and then spend the rest of the time preparing for the following year. We always love to get your comments. You can reach us at OST Talk.